The Athens Choral Society will present its Christmas concert Tuesday, December the 5th at 8 p.m. in Hugh Hodgson Concert Hall. Stephen Mitchell is the director of the Athens Choral Society and joins me to talk about the event. Stephen, thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Can you tell me a little bit about Athens Choral Society, please?
Sure. The Athens Choral Society is Athens' oldest community non-audition chorus. We started in 1971 by a small group of community members and UGA professors, actually, who wanted to put a choir together, and we have been singing three concerts for the last 46 years.
Wow. How many members?
It varies, but right now we have just over 80 singers.
Okay.
And that's pretty much the average, from all walks of life, people who have been singing all their life to people who have sung in high school and want to get back into it, all ages. It's a really great cornucopia of people.
How many concerts per year?
We do three concerts a year. We do a fall concert and a spring concert. And we do a summer fundraiser, which is lighter fare, Broadway music, show tunes.
Right. Is this your fall concert then, I suppose?
This is our fall concert.
Okay.
Yes, we sort of call it fall concert, Christmas concert. It has a variety of names. But
sure, of course. How long have you been preparing for this one?
We started rehearsing the Tuesday after Labor Day.
Okay.
So too many weeks, 12 weeks.
Is it hard to get into the Christmas spirit on Labor Day?
You know, it sort of is. And actually, I get into Christmas music in July when I'm planning the program. So by the time Christmas comes, I'm ready for Easter.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's talk about this concert that you guys have been preparing for since Labor Day. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, it's called Angels Everywhere. It's a whole program of music around the theme of angels. And when I first started planning it, I really thought that it would just be traditional Christmas carols, angels we have heard on high, angels from the realms of glory. And I found this piece by Sarah Cortell. She's a Canadian composer. It's a five-movement work. It's 20 minutes long. It's called Snow Angel. It has some narration in it as well. And it sort of talks about how there are angels among us, encouraging us, helping us along, and sometimes we don't even know it. And so that sort of changed the direction of my concert idea. So now we're doing pieces like Angels Watching Over Me, a text of 14 angels, which is a beautiful old text, and this Snow Angel piece. And I had the idea that we might put some dancers with it. So we're doing it with choreography by Dance FX of Athens. We're partnering with Dance FX.
Are the chorus members dancing, or do you have
the
dancers?
The chorus members are not dancing.
Okay.
We have five dancers from Dance FX who have choreographed it.
Okay. I got the choreography part. I just wasn't sure who the players would be in that case.
I'm not sure I'd go there.
So
one thing, you don't want to see me dance.
I was going to say, so you won't be dancing.
That's right. No.
What am I not asking you about this show that you really want to talk about?
Well, in addition to Snow Angel and the collaboration with Dance FX, it will include the pieces I initially thought, Angels from the Realms of Glory, Angels We Have Heard on High, the familiar Christmas carols about angels, and some of the favorites, Rudder's Angel Carol, which is a all-time Christmas favorite. So it will have some familiar, and it will have some new for people.
Yeah. Who, in addition to the singers and the dancers, do you have live musicians, the instrumentalists?
We do. We have the cellist will play live in the Snow Angel, and a few of the other pieces have some instruments, but mainly piano for this concert.
Okay. What's been the most challenging thing about this?
Well, there are a lot of moving pieces for this concert with dancers, a cellist, and a choir. We have to make sure everything sort of fits together nicely, and that's coming along.
Yeah, I guess so. All right. Is there a website where people can go for more information?
There is, www.athenschoralsociety.com. Pretty easy.
Pretty easy indeed. And would that be also a place that people might go if they wanted to get involved?
That's where you would find everything you need to know about the Athens Choral Society, how to get involved, upcoming concerts. You can listen to some of our past concerts. Everything you need to know about the Athens Choral Society.
Terrific. Are there tickets required for this event?
No ticket is required for this event. Just come and enjoy it.
Excellent. Speaking of upcoming concerts, do you already know what your spring concert will be? And would you like to talk about that?
We know what it is. And I'll tell you, one of the most recent new missions of the Athens Choral Society is to partner with the community. Mm-hmm. And so we're partnering with Dance FX for this concert. Our summer show, we always raise funds for a local charity. In the last 10 years, we've raised over $30,000 for charities in Athens. The money stays in Athens.
Wow.
So in the spring, we are partnering again with the opera department at UGA,
mm-hmm.
and we are doing an all Kurt Vile program.
Oh, really?
We are performing his opera Down in the Valley,
mm-hmm.
which is rarely heard. And we have a music professor in the chorus who is a scholar on Kurt Vile, and we have applied for some funds from the Kurt Vile Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And we're hoping to have some of their experts come down and work with us. So we're really excited.
That sounds terrific.
Yeah, it's going to be a fantastic program. It's in May.
In May. Okay. Well, once again, the Christmas concert is Tuesday, December the 5th in Hugh Hodgson Concert Hall, 8 p.m. Here on the campus of the University of Georgia. Stephen Mitchell, director of the Athens Choral Society, thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. For WUGA, I'm Michael Carton.